The final score here in this game in the Gordon West Cup quarter-final was Strabane 15, Lurgan 24. Certainly a very, very good second-half performance by Strabane, who certainly owned that one. As I say, it was certainly a game of two halves. Lurgan 18-3 up at half-time, but only two penalties in the second half from the right half. Stephen Nolan was their contribution, whereas Strabane got two tries and were very unlucky when their big centre was tackled short of the line. The visitors took the lead early on after 15 minutes whenever their centre, Matt McElwain, cut through and very pacey. He went to the post. Nolan converted 7-0. Nolan and his counterpart, Colin Campbell, then exchanged penalties to make it 10-3. And another penalty from Nolan extended the lead on the half hour to 13-3. Lurgan had their second score on 36 minutes whenever the Strabane were attacking inside their half. But they turned the ball over, they broke away in the right half, put through a long kick to the corner, and Ryan Mooney, their right winger, had too much pace and he dived on it. That made it 18 points to 3. That's where it was at half time. Campbell was just wide with a penalty on about 39 minutes, but the score remained at 18 points to 3. Nolan then had another penalty to make it 21 points to 3 on 44 minutes. And then there was a great break by centre James Perry for Strabane, but unfortunately he was pulled down. But they did then get on the score sheet in 65 minutes when, after some good driving by the forwards, they created an overlap on the right-hand side and Andrew Bird stole over in a corner, 21-8. Unfortunately, the conversion was missed. Nolan then came back with another penalty. It was one of the things I noticed about this Lurgan side. They don't really kick too often to the corner, and they with an out-half who can kick as well as he can, they just build up the points, the momentum of 3 points. And as it turned out, as I said, those three penalties which he kicked was the difference in the scores at the very end of the game. But try as they could, Strabane were up on the line, but with about 2 minutes to go, eventually they recycled the ball for the umpteenth time, and it's big Simon McSparn, a big second row replacement, and he took it from about 5 metres, and there was nothing was going to stop him as he crashed over. Campbell converted, and that made the final score 24-15. Excellent game of rugby, and as I say, Lurgan are a very, very good team, and they'll be quite relieved tonight to be on the hat for the semi-final of Gordon West, because unfortunately the way the draw turned out, probably the two best sides met at this stage, whereas it would have been a great final at Ravenhill. Not to be, but Strabane now have the league to concentrate on. They're lying third in that league. They've been building all season. The sides, you can see them side maturing. The young guys are starting to get the experience from playing at this level consistently, and certainly it was a very, very good performance. And congratulations to Paul O'Kane and his coaching staff. They really are getting Strabane well. So final score in the Gordon West quarter-final, it was Lurgan 15, Strabane 24.